There are people in this world that believe that God is supposed to do things for them. And so they do whatever they want, and when things go wrong, guess who they blame? God. But here is where logic comes in. God created a finished kingdom. His work is complete. It is finished. Now we are the ones that must do the work to turn to Him, have faith in Him, and do the spiritual work if we want our true life. In the Bible, we are told, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Erwin Gregg, a divine scientist, once said, "Many people think freedom means personal license. Freedom really means ease in experience or performance. We all desire that happy faculty of being able to express correctly deeper meanings and desires in our life. We desire freedom of expression of that which the spirit side of us being cries out to express. The way to get more living out of life is to understand the very nature of life as God with us and in us. At times, we are overwhelmed with all the thoughts we have, which are usually conflicting opinions and wrong beliefs. These make up the majority of our captivity. Yet divine spirit, that loving, intelligent action, can dissolve and dissipate all error in our thinking and thus in our experience. It is up to us to take the steps to still our mind and quiet our emotions so that we can be led by divine spirit out of the confusing maze of our human mind. To live the true life that our Father God has given us, we must let go of old concepts. We are a child of God, and while we may not realize it, we are living in God's universe, brought forth under God's law. But until we claim it, we will not see it or experience it. We will still be living in two worlds, the temporary one, and struggling to understand God's kingdom. True freedom is ours once we have a new awareness of life, which gives us peace, love, joy, and so much more. Life does not die, for life is of God. Life is the expression of being, which manifests as activity and vigor. Life and substance are ideas in divine mind. Life is the acting principle. Our flesh will die, but we will live in Christ. The Christ is the resurrection and the life, as the Father had life in Himself. So had He given it to the Son to have life in Himself. The key is to have faith in our eternal Father and know that all belongs to our eternal Father. Divine science teaches that it is through silent prayer that God enters our individual experience. We cannot know God through our carnal mind. Those of you who are taking classes next week, please remember that everything you learn, you must practice to understand. We must have our own understanding. We must be like musicians learning to play an instrument. Only through practicing can one learn to play an instrument. Only through practicing can we learn to cook, to bake. That's why I don't know how to bake. To drive a car, to ride a bike, to swim. We all must establish a mediation practice and be true to it, being still for the pure and only purpose to know God. that will bring to us all that we need to know when we need to know it. For we will be guided in ways that will show us God in action. Then will we be able to say, my whole life is established on the rock of spiritual principle. This is the beginning, the present, and the future. Now is the glorious moment. Study the life of Jesus, because he constantly told us things about God and made it clear that what he experienced was not just for him. When Jesus did a healing, he would tell the person, now go and sin no more. In other words, he wanted us to understand that we miss the mark when we turn away from God, but then turn to him when we need something. He told us that the kingdom of God was within us. Jesus lived the Christ, divine spirit individualized as man. We too will live the Christ once we have done the spiritual work. Jesus portrayed God as no man, no other human being has ever done before. Jesus judged righteous judgment. God cannot behold evil and could not look upon iniquity. Jesus was the pure in heart who saw only God and healing as the inevitable result. We must also learn to control our emotions. Many years ago, two little books came out. One was titled, Everything I Know, I Learned in Kindergarten. I love that little book. I learned some basic things. One was that it's important to take time and rest. Take a nap in the afternoon and refresh the mind and body. I learned to have some cookies and milk as a snack. I learned to hold hands with my fellow students as we cross the street. The other little book, and by the way, there's lots of learning in that little book. The other little book is titled, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and It's All Small Stuff. If we react to everything that is done to us or that we believe has been done to us, we would be in a bad mood all the time. Let us learn to let go, give others the benefit of the doubt. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't have a conversation with someone if something really bothers you. But if it's something you can let go, just let it go. My granddaughters love the movie Frozen, and the famous song is Let It Go. They go around the house saying, let it go, let it go, let it go. I love that. According to Joel, make sure that you have your priorities straight. As we have seen, human life does not last forever, and we have a lot to learn and understand and put to practice. According to Joel Goldsmith, life is a circle. The day that we call our birthday is not the date of our real birth. This is the date that we became visible on this plane. So we will find ourselves in a complete circle of existence that never had a beginning and never has an ending. It will result in rebirth and rebirth until as such time as material consciousness has been completely overcome. When we enter the state of spiritual consciousness that has no more materiality in it, there is no more good and evil. Then we find ourselves functioning totally on the spiritual level without returning to this schoolhouse of human existence. So the question for this lesson is, are you ready for your true life? If you are, then God must become a priority for you. Brother Lawrence was a monk, and he was responsible for all the cleaning where he lived. He says that what he did is he did his chores and had God in mind all of the time. he called this practicing the presence of God. He also talked to God all day. I spent a lot of time alone, and I admit that I talk to God, but I don't ask God to do anything for me, except sometimes I will say, give me guidance, give me understanding, show me the way. And I constantly thank him all day long, all day long. The decision to go to our Father must come from within ourselves. Nothing is forced upon us. In the parables, the Father led the Son to his own choices. The process we go through is first through study and through silent prayer, we learn to accept the omnipresence of God, our Father. God will never impose himself on us. He can't. He made a finished kingdom, and we are part of that finished kingdom. Once we start that relationship with God, we will be able to see that we belong in omnipresence and that our source is God. In reality, we long for home, for the realization of God's presence. We see that we have made a mistake in believing in separation from God and his goodness. We say, I will arise and go to my Father, and then our journey begins. We are to lift our vision again and again until every thought is true to God's presence. Faith in God supplants all fear. Helpful and loving reactions banish the tendency to criticize. Slowly we realize what it means to love thy neighbor as thyself. The certainty of supply takes precedence over a belief in lack or luck. Confidence in our ability to accomplish through the wisdom and strength that the Father gives becomes our abiding realization. The life we have is of God. Only God eternal could create an eternal life. There is no temporary with God. Psalm 66:8-9 says, O bless our God, ye people, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. Life is of God, and is therefore eternal. We have eternal life right now, even though we may not be conscious of it. God expresses himself as each individual soul. Each of us is distinct, but not separate. We are an outlet of spirit. This is the marvel and mystery of our being. We are individuals, self-conscious, self-aware, but we are never separate from the one mind, the universal awareness of God. This we experience, for it can't be explained, but it can be felt. We do well to spend much time in earnest, silent prayer as we learn how to become conscious of his truth. Let us constantly remember that our connection with God is direct, real, and eternal. Jesus knew this, knew it perfectly, and thus he was able to perform mighty works. Self-condemnation, feelings of inferiority or ineffectiveness are weakening because they are not true. No one knows who we are, who we really are, except the Father. The Father sees you and me as his radiant, perfect expression. Father, we are here to serve your will. Love your children and give up our opinions. We are ever grateful for your divine spirit always with us. Please join me for our closing meditation. If you feel comfortable, close your eyes, relax your bodies, let go of everything that has been consuming your mind this whole week. Just let it go. Let it be. Jeremiah tells us, ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search me with all your heart. Many people seek God only when they are in need, only when they are in some sort of trouble, suffering, or pain. We do receive the Father's healing when we turn to Him, but this healing will only last as long as we have the consciousness where healing takes place. Father, we turn to You in an effort to know You, to experience You, to be Your instrument so that You can express all of Your attributes out here in the world. We seek You with all of our heart and all of Your love and all of Your faith, for we know that we will be guided. Let us begin today. Father, Your presence is with us this very moment. It guides us. It helps us along our path. We know that Your peace, Your joy, Your love, Your wisdom, Your grace is always with us. We are grateful for Your ever-loving presence. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. The Lord shines His face upon you and is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you eternal life. Amen.